Its current state on 90.5 WKAR. The Arts Chorale of Greater Lansing's holiday concert is tonight. The music starts at 7:30 p.m. at River Terrace Church on River Terrace Drive in East Lansing. This is the chorale's 35th year, and Dale Bartlett has led the group for 32 of those years. Bartlett tells WKAR music host Jody Knoll that the group was initially known as the East Lansing Arts Chorale. Over the years, it's grown from 16 singers to almost 60.
The East Lansing Arts Chorale title was maintained through about 2001. And then we changed it to the Arts Chorale of Greater Lansing. We thought it better represented the kinds of people in the group.
It's an auditioned group.
It is. Although the audition is fairly casual. You know, it doesn't take very long to detect whether a singer is going to be of the quality in terms of tone and pitch awareness. So it doesn't take very long, really. I try to keep it casual. But yes, we do audition everyone.
The Arts Chorale has had a long history of performing at University Lutheran on Harrison Road in East Lansing. And for your December concert, you're hopping over the campus to River Terrace Church, which is just off Hagedorn across from Hubbard Hall. Why the change?
Well, the change came about primarily for two reasons. The good news is our audience has grown. The parking situation, although University Lutheran has quite ample parking, but we found people driving around, not finding a place to park, and then leaving. So we felt we needed to upgrade the parking. We think there's more parking at River Terrace. Also, the reception area in the ULC church was quite packed, and people began to feel as though they couldn't move. So there's a bigger reception area in River Terrace. Provides much more ample opportunity for people to socialize.
One of the trademarks of an Arts Chorale concert is that lovely reception afterwards.
Right.
Did that tradition start at a time when it was more difficult to attract people to your concerts?
No, actually, we've been doing that ever since I was started in the group. I think they were doing it. We always had some foods after the concert, and it just kind of grew. It became quite a tradition. We call it the cookie concert, you know. So, I think people would miss it if we didn't have something like that, because it's been really a very successful tradition. Yeah.
You don't charge admission for your concerts. Where does your support come from?
We get support from our own members, quite a bit of support there. But we also send out a letter to our constituents begging for money, and they provide enough, and we have ads in our program. So we think we have enough of a fund source to permit the free concerts. We do ask for donations, though, in a basket. And for those who are willing to do so, that does help some also.
So let's talk a little bit about the program.
The program starts off with Carol of the Bells. We have, I have for many years had the chorale divided men and women on both sides of the sanctuary. The Carol of the Bells is a piece that seems to fit the division of the two genders. It's a very fun piece. It's a minute and a half, and it starts us off with a good foot in the door, so to speak. That tune came from, it's a Ukrainian-based tune, and it came from their celebration of the new year. Peter Wilhowski heard the Ukrainian National Chorus on tour in America in 1921, and he took that tune and put what I would say Christmas-oriented text to it, arranged it for choir, and it's become a standard in the Christmas carol season. We move from there to the stage and start with the Requiem Sanctus of Rudders, which is more of a celebratory piece. It starts us off with a, you know, kind of exciting beginning there. Then we move from the Rudder Sanctus to the Dvorak Mass in D, two movements only, the Kyrie and the Gloria. From the Mass, we go to the back to the Rudder Requiem. There are two very lovely pieces there, the PA Jesu, And it's sung by soprano Skylar Sheltrown, who's one of our scholarship students. She's a voice performance major in the master's level. And we move from the Pie Jesu to The Lord is My Shepherd, which is also from the Requiem, one of the most lovely pieces I think that Rutter has ever composed. Mm. It was composed in 1975 as a separate anthem. He included it in his other Requiem movements in 1985. The Lord is My Shepherd is played by oboist Gretchen Morris as an obbligato, lovely obbligato. Gretchen Morris is the local Lansing Symphony oboist and a super player. And then harpist Ellen Graves. Then we leave the sort of the masses and the Requiem literature and move to the First Noel. Later, Ding Dong Merrily on High, Sussex Carol. These pieces were arranged by Dan Forrest and Barlow Bradford, both university people who have just become very well-known composers and arrangers. These are fresh, new arrangements of these particular texts. Another carol we're doing is Shepherd's Carol by Bob Chilcott. For me, this is the gem of the concert.
What does the future hold for the Arts Chorale of Greater Lansing, and how long do you plan to lead the group?
Well, I guess I'll lead the group as long as I'm able, and that there are singers who want to sing. So I have no immediate plans. Every year I think about it, but the group is it's a wonderful organization. They're talented people. They're intelligent people. What's not to like about being their conductor?
Well, Dale, thanks very much for coming in today, and we look forward to the concert.
Thank you. My pleasure for being here. I appreciate it.
I'm Jody Noel for Current State.
Very nice. Again, tonight's Arts Chorale of Greater Lansing's holiday concert is set for 7:30 p.m. at River Terrace Church on River Terrace Drive in East Lansing.